I'm Dr. Fred Silva of Arcana Laboratories, coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas, with another installment of Throwback Thursday. This is a story of Jean Berger. Dr. Jean Berger worked in the Department of Nephrology, headed by Professor Jean Hamberger, at the Necker-Enfant-Malade Hospital in Paris, and became interested in pathology. He qualified as a specialty in medicine in 1960. His thesis was entitled Contributions of the Renal Biopsy to the Pathological Knowledge of the Kidney Diseases. He would be instrumental in that in many ways. With Pierre Gallet, an electron microscopist, they made the first demonstration of dense deposit disease. By 1963, antibodies were available commercially, but renal laboratories utilizing immunofluorescence on kidney biopsies mostly used only anti-IgG reagents. IgG was thought to be the predominant immunoglobulin class involved in the pathogenesis of renal disease. Professor Bernard Antoine, an immunologist working at the Necker, developed the methodology for immunofluorescence. With Dr. Berger, they tested commercial sera and labeled them with fluorescein, and an anti-IgA specificity was confirmed with serum produced by Professor Maxime Seligman, who, by the way, also made the first description of anti-DNA antibodies. Dr. Berger presented his first work on glomerular IgA deposits in 1967 at a session at the Necker Hospital. An oral report to the Nephrology Society in Paris in 1968 was followed by a publication in French, which was less than one page. Dr. Berger extended this work of his initial 25 patients to 55 patients a year later. Initially, there was some resistance in giving credence to his observations, acknowledging IgA nephropathy as a distinct clinical pathologic entity, and for a short time it was thought to be confined to France. In 1972, the term Berger's disease was proposed by the French group, and it remains to date the most common glomerulonephritis throughout the world. It took a few years to cross the Atlantic, with the first paper on IgA nephropathy in the U.S. that I could find, published in 1972. Berger died in 2011. One of Berger's last published sentences said that, "Despite this effort, the pathogenesis of IgA nephropathy remains mysterious. It is clear that there is something wrong with IgA in these patients, but the precise defect has not been uncovered, and no treatment has proved to be effective." As noted in Dr. Berger's obituary in Kidney International in 2011 by John Feely, quote, "These words define the challenges that remain ahead for nephrologists worldwide." As an aside, I have to tell a story. The Southwest Pediatric Nephrology Study Group, under the auspices of Ron Hogg, had at one time the largest collection of children and adolescents with IgA nephropathy. We were presenting a poster at one of the scientific meetings, and I had read what I thought was the entire world's literature on the disease. A short individual with somewhat of an accent walked up to me and seemed somewhat interested in IgA nephropathy, so I pontificated forth and told him everything that I knew. And I also indicated that if he gave me his card, I could contact him if anything new came out about IgA nephropathy. He handed me his card and walked away, and I looked at the card, and it said, Jean Berger.
Thank you for listening. This podcast and more can be found in the iTunes and Google Play stores. For more information and educational programming like this, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, or visit us on the web at arcanalabs.com.